We now continue with lesson number 25 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Menachos, and today we will complete the 8th perek. We will learn the 8th perek, Mishnayos 6 and 7, Perek Ches, Mishneh Vov, and Mishneh Zayin. We now move on in these two Mishnayos to the other major component of the topic that we've been studying, namely wine. We've learned about the soles, the flour and wheat. We've learned about the flour from wheat, or in some cases from barley. We've learned about the olive oil. Now we're learning about the yayin. The Mishnah asks, Mishnah Vav of Perek Ches, Uminayin hayu mevi'in es hayayin. From where, from what regions, from which localities did they bring the wine? So the Mishnah says, Kirusim vahatulim alfa layayin. These places, which we're not quite sure where they are in the area of the Eretz Yisrael of the tribe of Yehuda, but that's where the best yayin was from. They are the alpha, the grade AAA, the best. Shni Elohen, second to them, number two in the quality of wine, is wine from Beis Rima, Uveis Lavon Bahor, Uchvor Signo Babiko. From these two places, Beis Rima and Beis Lavon, in the hills, in the mountain, these are places, according to Chanoch Albeck, whose commentary, more modern commentary, Chanoch Albeck lived until, I think, somewhere in the 1970s. His commentary is fascinating and interesting, and he consulted various experts on the geography of Eretz Yisrael, and he feels that Beis Rima and Beis Lavon Bahor were places southwest of Shiloh, near Ramosayim, near where Shmuel Hanavi country, where you can today see the mosque on top of supposedly Shmuel Hanavi's grave, Nabi Samuel. In any case, or from Kfar Signa Babiko, and this Kfar Signa, it is suggested again by Chanoch Albeck, as a place in the southern Galil, the lower Galil, near Tzipori. Kol ha'arotzo soyu kisheros. You could bring the wine from anywhere. Ela mikan hayu mevi'in. But they prefer to bring it from these places which had better quality wine. Ein mevi'in. You did not bring wine for the nesachim. Lo mi beis hasvolim, not from a fertilized field. Lo mi beis hasholochim, not from an artificially irrigated field. Lo mi masha nizra beinehem, and not from a vineyard which had in the midst of the vineyard other plants growing there, because those other plants weaken the earth and the wine, the grapes, are inferior. Vim hevi, in all these cases, if you did bring wine from a beis hasvolim, beis hasholochim, etc., kosher, they are valid b'di'eved. Ein mevi'in ilyaston. You do not bring wine which is called ilyaston, meaning wine whose grapes have become sweetened by the sun. Ilya, helia, is the Greek word for the sun. V'im hevi kosher. However, b'di'eved, such wine would be kosher, wine which comes from Ilyaston. Ein mevi'in yoshon. You do not bring wine which is old. And the Gemara says old means more than a year old. Divrei Rebbe. So says Rebbe. And the Gemara explains that Rebbe's reason is because wine is considered better when it's red, and after a year, the redness fades. And therefore, old wine, although it's, I guess, better for the consumer, but it's not considered better for the mizbeach. The Chachamim machshirin, the Chachamim say Yayin Yoshon is okay, is appropriate for use in the Nesachim. Ein mevi'in lo masok, you do not bring wine which is sweet, meaning it's somehow in and of itself has become sweetened, v'lo mu'ushan, nor wine which has been smoked, which has absorbed the odor of smoke, v'lo mevushol, and not cooked wine. V'im hevi, in the case of these three examples, yayin masok, yayin mu'ushan, yayin mevushol, posel, they are invalid for korbanos, for nesachim. Ein mevi'in min hadolios. You don't bring wine from a vineyard where the grapevines have been suspended from a lattice work, from a frame above the ground. But rather, elo min horoglios, from vines which are laid out upon the earth by the feet of those who might trample upon them. Those, the peros, the product of the roglios, of the vines, when the vines are laid along the ground, are considered superior to the wine which comes from grapevines which are suspended from a frame of some sort. Umin hakromim ho avudim, nor do you bring the nesochim from wine which has been, where the vineyard has been worked, meaning where several times a year they would dig ditches around the roots of the gefanim and irrigate them or fill those grooves in the earth with water. That's the Mishnah Vav, which we just learned, is discussing the places from where the wine can be brought. Now Mishnah Zion goes on to discuss the next stage in the procedure, and that is when the wine is in barrels and is being extracted from the barrel in order to be used in the Nesachim, what kind of restrictions now apply. So the Mishnah says, Lo hayu konsimo so b'chatzavim gedolim. The wine destined to be used for Nesachim were not placed into large barrels, but rather ela b'chovios ketanos, into smaller vessels. The reason seems to be, according to Rashi, that when wine is placed in the larger vessels, it spoils more quickly than in smaller vessels. Furthermore, even in the smaller vessel, you don't fill the vessel to its top. Because when a barrel is filled to the max with wine, there's no room for the odor to kind of be ventilated above the surface of the wine which is stored in the barrel. If you leave some space between the top level of the wine and the lid on the barrel, then the fragrance begins to accumulate in that space, and this produces a better quality wine. So you do not fill the barrels to the top, to the lid of the barrel, kadeshia herecho nodef, so that its fragrance should pulsate, should spread in a way that's betters the wine. Eino mevi, when you extract the wine from the barrel, you do not extract it lo mipiha, not from the top of the barrel, mipnei hakemochin, because near the top of the barrel, the wine has a powdery foam to it. And this powdery foam looks like flour, so you don't want to extract the wine from near the top of the barrel, because that wine would, if you do, you will be extracting this white foam, which is not proper. V'lo mishuleha, nor do you extract the barrel from the bottom, extract the wine from the bottom of the barrel, because b'pnei hashemorim, at the bottom there are dregs, and you don't want the wine from the sochem to come from the dregs, but rather ela mevi mishlisha umei emtsa'a. You extract the wine through the wall of the barrel from the middle third of the barrel, and indeed from the middle of that third, mishlisha, from its third, meaning the middle third, umeyemso, and from the center of that third. Kesad hu bodek, how does a person, when he's extracting wine through a tube inserted in the side of the barrel, how does he examine to make sure that the wine is not being drawn, not being sucked from the top of the chavis where there's the white foam, or the bottom of the chavis where there are dregs? Hagizbar Yoshev, the person working on behalf of the Beis Hamikdash, the treasurer or the agent, he stands next to the barrel and he watches as the wine comes spouting out of the spout, the hole in the side of the barrel. V'hakone biyodo, he holds in his hand a rod, the rod which was customary for the gizbar to hold in his hands. Zorak es hagid or es hagir, as the gizbar watches the wine coming out of the barrel, he might notice a strand of shemorim, a strand of dregs coming out, like a solid rather than a liquid. When he sees that, he knows that he's getting the wrong part of the wine. He's getting wine from the bottom of the barrel rather than from the middle. And then he bangs with this rod, signaling that at this point the chavis should be closed and they should draw out no wine any further from this barrel. Rabbi Yossi b'Rav Yehuda Omer, Yayin she'olabo k'mochin posel. Rabbi Yossi b'Rav Yehuda says that wine which has produced these k'mochin, this flowery foam, is posel. Until now, we've been assuming that if you can just avoid suctioning out the k'mochin, then the wine itself is fine, even though it has k'mochin on top of it. Rabbi Yossi b'Rav Yehuda seems to be saying that if you have a barrel of wine which has produced these k'mochin, which has this flour-like powdery foam on top of it, then the entire barrel cannot be used. The reason being, shenema tamimim yihyu lochem, and the next pasuk begins uminchosam, and there's another pasuk which reads tamimim yihyu lochem v'niskehem. For Rabbi Yossi b'Rav Yehuda, this means that just as there is a din by an animal sacrifice, that it must be tomim, it must be perfect and fine without any mum, without any blemish, so too the wine used for the nesachim must be perfect without any blemish. It must be tamimim, must be tomim. How do we determine what constitutes a blemish to remove the state of tamimus, of wholeness, of completeness, of unblemishedness from the wine? Those are the kemochim, this flowery powder which develops around the wine. If the wine develops that, it's considered to be comparable to a balmum by an animal, to having a blemish which disqualifies it from being used as the nesachim in an offering upon the Mizbeach. And so we have finished lesson number 25 and in the process completed chapter 8. Perek Shmini of Maseches Menachos. Tomorrow, Mi'etz Hashem, we will begin with the 9th Perek. That's the end of lesson 25.